You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
Tuesday morning, Greg's at breakfast, and I get the pleasure of talking to the lovely Ollie Mars. How are you, Ollie? Apart from
Hello.
Being very busy.
Except for you blowing me out this morning. I've been waiting around. Sitting in reception. I've been waiting for you to call.
I'm sorry. I know. I never call when I promise.
So
you are really busy. You're working on the X Factor. You've got a new single coming out, a new album.
Yes.
You're touring. So before we get on to the new tune, I just want to have a little chat with you because I thought, I thought I'd get you because I've sort of got rid of Gregsy, my co-host, for a little while, just so it could be me and you, Ollie.
Just a bit of a one-on-one time.
Yeah, why not?
I don't mind.
Because I recently saw a photo of you performing with a bra in your hands. Right? Are women doing the sort of Tom Jones thing and throwing underwear at you? If not, explain yourself, Mr. Mars.
Do you know what? Honestly, I was in Ibiza and I did a gig over there last week. And it was just for like the one night went over there and it was really, really cool. But I just got so many bras and knickers thrown around. He's also got some pants. Some
hard life,
pants. But no, it was fun. It was good fun. I mean, like I say, I don't expect anything when I perform. I didn't expect that. So it was nice to be covered in knickers and bras.
I bet it was. So your new tune, My Heart Skips a Beat. I was looking at on how you sort of get inspiration for your songs.
Which I write about you, Jazz. Yes.
Did you? Oh, well, I was actually going to ask about your inspiration because I think, is it when your friends are like pouring their heart out to you, you thinking, great, this will be a fabulous song? Because
you do get
your inspiration from friends, don't you?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Well, the idea behind it was like, if you're having a bit of a bad time with your girl and your girlfriend, you're kind of like, it's not really going that well. You know, you always have that one song you can put on and it reminds you of what things used to be like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do you remember when we did this moment?
So
come on, spin me around. I'm playing the song and I don't want to go home because every time you come this close, my heart skips a beat. Like, just nice to have this moment again together. So that's kind of the concept behind the song is that, you know, no matter how bad relationships can get, put the song on and you make my heart skip a beat.
And
that's
it features
it.
Rizzo Kicks, who is Rizzo Kicks? Because I thought you were maybe into rolling cigarettes when I read that. I'm like, who is Rizzo Kicks?
Well, basically, one's Harley, one's Jordan, one sings, one raps, and they're from Brighton. They're two young lads, and if you haven't heard their songs, go and have a listen because they're really, really cool, different, and I love them. Good lads, and like I said, we put them on the song, and it's doing. So far the feedback's been great, and it's going to be out on the 21st of August, so I'm hoping that it does well.
And you've got the B-side on My Cloud. It's another new song. Now, you did write this along with Sam Preston and Mark Taylor, and I'm thinking Sam and Mark. Not the same Sam and Mark I'm thinking
no,
of.
No.
Good.
No. Preston from The Ordinary Boys is a guy that was involved in the single Heart Skips a Beat and this single and On My Cloud. And On My Cloud, again, we actually did this song ages ago and we just felt it worked really, really well with a new single. So, yeah, that's basically about, come join me on the cloud. Come join me where I'm having a great time. You should come and join me. I'm having a good time too. So that's kind of the vibe for that song as well. But it isn't like what the album's going to be like, just to stress the people. Like, it is fun. I'm really enjoying it. The good vibe. But actually, the second single is completely different to the first single. So if you don't like the first single, then you're hopefully going to like the second single. But if you like the first single, then you probably won't like the second single. So whatever way, hopefully, the album's going to be for loads of different people. For the people who don't like the first single, there's going to be more songs like that and whatever. So, yeah.
Well, let's get the new song on. If you would introduce it for us, and we'll chat to you a little bit more, Ollie, because I want to know a little bit about X Factor. So if you could introduce the song.
I will do. Hi, this is Ollie Mertz, and this is my new single called Heart Skips a Beat, featuring the Rizzle Kicks, and it's out on the 21st of August.
It's Ollie Mars, My Heart Skips a Beat, out on the 21st of August, and Ollie's still here chatting to me. You think the start of that song sounds like something?
It does, right? Listen, right? Next time when everyone listens to it back, it goes. And what does that sound like?
EastEnders.
Completely. Yeah. Maybe I should do a remix.
Do it. Do it for all EastEnders fans out there. How's the X Factor presenting come along, by the way?
It's going well. I've never done presenting before in my life, but it seems to be going well. Me and Caroline have getting on really, really well as well. There's a lot of fantastic contestants. The judges are brilliant. do you know what? It's going to be a really exciting year. I'm very excited to be a part of it. Normally, I come back as an artist and sing. So that actually to be involved this year as a presenter, I'm looking forward to it and try and make the extra factor a success and take it back to where it was. I mean, last year I thought Connie did a fantastic job, but obviously the feedback from the fans and stuff, it wasn't as good as Holly. And so hopefully me and Caroline can bring it back to its glory days.
I think you'll be great. And has Gary really been Mr. Nasty?
Yeah, do you know what? He has been.
Really?
I find it really hard
to believe.
He hasn't been that bad. I think it's just very constructive. Uh-huh. I mean, people used to, you know, say that about Simon, but Simon was just being constructive.
Yeah.
If you're a bad singer, he's going to tell you.
You can always agree with what he said, sort of thing, didn't
completely.
You?
I think Sing was like, oh, you shouldn't be, that's so horrible. You can't say that. But I think that, you know, Gary, again, has just been very honest with people and saying, like, do you know what? It wasn't a great audition. I don't think that you got the X factor, I'm afraid.
But you're talking far too fast.
But thanks for coming.
Now, you're working alongside Caroline, like you say, and I know you are a bit of a ladies' man, because the last time you were on the show, Ollie, you were trying your chat up lines on me. You weren't trying to chat me up, but you were just sort of, you know, practicing them on me. Have they improved any?
What ones did I use?
Oh, do you know what? I think it was something about Fred Flintstone.
Oh really? Oh, you make my bedrock.
Yeah, it was that.
Oh, what about the one? Did you get this one? You know, you look like a parking ticket. You got a fine written all over.
It was that one.
Oh, you know it was. Do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
No.
Enough to break the ice.
Oh, very good, very good. Yes, they are getting better. Speaking of it, single ladies, Jerry Halliwell, you know, she's just celebrated her 39th birthday. She's newly single. Why did you turn the chance down to sing alongside Jerry?
Is she really single?
She is. According to today's papers, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? It was not, do you know what it was? I said in an interview for a joke, they said, we heard you turn down Jerry Halliwell to do some singing. And I said, well, to be honest, you know, she's married, got a baby. Just don't think it's going to work out, you know, me and her together, you know. And it was just a bit of a joke. But no, I generally, look, I'm a massive fan of Jerry. She's a really fantastic person. And I'm a massive Spice Girls fan. So I was very excited when I got the phone call saying that, you know, we want you to do a song. But I just think that, you know, labels and stuff, we just felt that her musical direction to my musical direction is completely different, and it just wouldn't have worked, which is a shame, really.
Well, listen, before I let you go, who's your favourite Spice Girl, or who was your favourite Spice Girl back in the day?
Mine was Posh.
Posh. And yeah, is it still the same?
Well, I was a massive Beckham fan. Yeah, I'm still a massive Posh fan. Yeah, I think she's hot. I don't know what it is. Everyone seems to have their odd, different opinions on Victoria Beckham, but she's a hottie.
She's a hottie. Oh, well, listen, thank you very much for your time, Ollie.
No, it's great to speak to you. And next time, can you make sure you call me a little bit earlier, please?
I will do.
So leave me hanging like this.
No, I don't like leaving me behind. I'm so sorry. But listen, good luck with the single. Good luck with the new album as well, and the tour and X Factor.
Oh, thank you. And you left your toothbrush at mine, so next time you pop round, can you make sure you pick it up?
Can I not just leave it there?
We can leave
it's
it there.
It's handier
if you want. Yeah,
that way.
You haven't been round for a couple of months, so I've still got it, just so you know.
Okay, thank you. I love seeing you. See you. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listenagain.